of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Infections. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a new number worldwide. Nearly one in five of them are in the U.S., where the number of deaths now tops 3,000, almost as many as China.
I'm a little bit frustrated because you're still seeing pictures on Twitter, on TV, of people getting together, being too close, putting themselves in a situation where they could end up in the hospital.
Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams again urging people to stay home as more states like Virginia and Maryland join others ordering that. As for reports, the CDC is considering recommending everyone wear a mask. Dr. Adams just told Fox and Friends,
if you're sick, wear a mask. If you have a mask and it makes you feel better, then by all means, wear it. But know that the more you touch your face, the more you put yourself at risk.
Now, more companies are shifting their manufacturing to masks and hospital gowns and ventilators.
We have now 10 companies at least making the ventilators.
President Trump ordered GM to ramp up production. Ford's also making them while postponing a restart of auto production. Two Holland America cruise ships are still without a port, stuck at sea for 10 days longer than the cruise was supposed to last. One has confirmed corona patients and many more who are sick, prompting the company's president to say, "What happened to help thy neighbor?" Fox's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Yeah, Dave, Holland America's chief executive is accusing governments of turning their backs on thousands of people essentially stranded aboard two of its cruise ships now headed for Fort Lauderdale. The Zaandam is carrying four dead plus confirmed cases and others showing symptoms. Healthy passengers were transferred to the Rotterdam. Both ships transited the Panama Canal yesterday on their way to Florida, but officials here don't want them to dock. The Broward County, Florida Commission meets at 10 this morning to discuss it. There are about 300 Americans on board these ships, Dave.
Evan, on Wall Street, stock futures down more than 150 for the Dow the morning after the fourth big gain in the past five trading days. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The checks Congress approved in that $2 trillion plan to help Americans in an economy devastated by all the coronavirus shutdowns will not go out for a few more weeks. Businesses can't yet apply for loans, though they may be able to later this week. All that in the bill, yet some in Congress are already looking forward to yet another stimulus package.
I've actually thought of a phase four that would be an infrastructure package. We can borrow money at like 0% interest rate.
So Republican Senator Bill Cassidy told the Fox News Rundown podcast,
a well thought through infrastructure package that would employ working Americans, pull through construction, pull through manufacturing, which would employ Americans in manufacturing. Both of those would stimulate the service industry.
And Cassidy says he doesn't want the bill to include lawmakers' pet projects unrelated to corona. Now, Democrats have also expressed interest in an infrastructure plan. However, they may not consider it for a while, and they will not vote on it from home. That is an issue of remote voting that is still up in the air, and it's been discussed a lot in the last couple of days.
Several members of Congress have announced either positive COVID-19 tests or likely coronavirus symptoms, a serious concern even last week as more than 200 lawmakers gathered to vote on an economic rescue bill.
Let me dismiss the remote voting. There's no way we can get engaged in remote voting without serious discussion in the House and changing the rules.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there are constitutional considerations along with technological and security questions to remote voting, but she says there is a group of House members looking at long-term proposals. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In some states, there's been a move to ban or restrict abortions during this coronavirus outbreak, but federal judges have temporarily blocked that in Alabama and in Texas. A similar order also ruled unconstitutional in Ohio. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois officials on Monday reported the death of a state prison inmate from COVID-19. A man at the Stateville Correctional Center in Joliet had died from respiratory illness. 12 more inmates with COVID-19 have been hospitalized. The Pritzker administration is considering putting infected inmates together because of minimal space. A Homer man accused of killing his living girlfriend and that woman's daughter early Sunday has been charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder. Bond for 28-year-old Jonathan Perry was set at $2.5 million. He has been charged in the deaths of 24-year-old Blair Coyne and 54-year-old Kimberly Coyne. Perry was reportedly dating Kimberly Coyne. It happened just northwest of St. Joseph early Sunday. Perry is due back in court on April 16th for a probable cause hearing. Deputies found the two guns believed to have been used to kill the women. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, last day of March. Good morning, ESPN 93.5. Three-day weather from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got some clouds today with a high 44 expected, down to 32 this evening. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 52, down to 37. On Thursday, we're inside 60, down to 45. And partly cloudy Friday with a high 65, low 48. Could be some showers late and coming into Saturday's forecast. Currently 37. With the clouds, ESPN 93.5.
Well, I know Kurt has jumped on Facebook Live. We are Facebook Living. That's kind of a new thing. Our habits have changed so much that we decided to try other ways to reach you from various phones and iPads and computers and everything else. Thank you. We appreciate you being out there. And we heard from a number of different states yesterday. Where are you listening from if you have found us on Facebook Live? Just send us a little message. I've got that right in front of me. Kind of cool, actually. Kind of like, you know, hey, how you doing?
Exactly.
Wave at you. Jim didn't need to say, I need a hat. That wasn't kind, Jim.
Oh.
Yeah. He's right, but it's not nice. Well,
the angle of the camera is above a speaker in the studio.
It could be better. Yeah. If I cared, I would change it.
So.
Okay, here we go. It's the last day of March. Couple of things to get to. Of course, we have the coronavirus updates every day now. I watch them. I don't know when the last time we watched daily briefings like this. Maybe Persian Gulf 1990 when General Schwarzen. What's the guy's name?
Schwarzenegger?
No, that was Arnold. General Schwarzen something. Anyway, I remember we watched those every day.
Schwarzkopf.
General Schwarzkopf.
Norman.
Norman Schwarzkopf, that's right. But other than that, I mean, obviously 9-11. 9-11 was every day. Total updates. President on the conference call with Rudy Giuliani and Governor Pataki. Those are daily. In times of crisis, we look to our president. I think he's done a heck of a job. I know that there's some people that will never get there with Donald Trump. And I don't like all the stuff he says. But being there every day, bringing in the private industry, I think is absolutely incredible. And we should be doing more of that because we got guys who know how to do stuff. Systems management, things the government hasn't been great at. We'll see, though. We'll see what happens with the money that's supposed to come our way. We'll see what happens with small business loans. I don't know. I'm very skeptical because I'm not sure the government's very good at it. We'll see. We'll see. If we get checks in our hands in the next 2 or 3 weeks, that's unbelievable. If we get small business loans going by the end of April, that's unbelievable. So we'll see. I'm skeptical but hopeful.
I was watching a report on those stimulus checks and how they kind of followed the 2018 tax returns. So some people were saying if you didn't do it in 2018.
Well, then you got other issues to figure out.
Right.
But if you did electronic in 2018, then because you're filing now for 2019. Last year was 2018, even though it was 2019. So you're always... Anyway, so if you filed electronically last year, you'll get it direct deposit. If you filed by mail, you'll get a check. It'll be faster if it's direct deposit. But think of the 100 plus million tax returns or 200 plus million, however many tax returns there are in America every year. It's a lot. Millions. I mean, just think about one, two. It'd take a long time to count to a million. Mm-hmm. Other things, humane societies all over are running out of dogs. It's wonderful.
Okay.
People are adopting puppies. Ugh. That industry's hot.
My relationship with Olive has definitely improved. She's such a special doggy.
Well, you're getting more time.
I guess so.
More time to hang.
Making the coffee today. Yep. She plopped down on her back. Rub my belly.
They betcha. Right now, right here. Exactly. Let's go. Rub my belly. And flights, how's it working? I read in the News Gazette about Willard Airport and what's happening with Willard. I love it. The new executive director is Tim Bannon. I've not met him.
Okay.
He's relatively new. And I would fly out of Willard every chance I get. But right now, I'd probably be very skeptical to fly out of Willard because they're not flying every plane because nobody's on them.
Mm-hmm.
The average passenger count is 0 to 5 people.
I see.
They're down 90%.
Ooh.
Well, who's supposed to travel right now?
Right.
Where are you going?
All the travel industry is taking a hit.
Where do you think you're going, fella?
That's right.
Were you going to a business meeting? I think not. Get on Zoom. Think about that. So we lose 90% of our business at Willard. What's that mean to parking revenue? It means they're going to be going for some of that $2.2 trillion as well.
Mm-hmm.
The FAA has money to help parking issues at Willard Airport, even though people still grumble about how much it costs to park at Willard.
That's right.
Yeah, Bloomington's free. Exactly. I know, you told me.
Right. And for me, just have someone local drop you off if you don't want to park. Or you're from here.
Pay the $7. It's still like $10 less than Chicago.
Right.
Okay, so there's that. Humane societies are adopting dogs. I love that aspect of it. And if you breed puppies, if you have any, they're probably gone.
That's right.
I mean, that's just the market because people are home.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be home. And I think this is going to change some things in our life. I don't think people will shake hands anymore. I think it's going to be different. Hey, how you doing? Elbow bump or something. I just don't think we're going to handshake. I think we're going to work more from home because we found out we could.
Yeah.
I think students are going to figure out we can save $40,000 a year
right.
by working from my... Well, you lose some, I know. But go junior, senior year or something else. You'll get the experience of college, and a whole lot of the experience of college isn't great.
You're right.
You're not supposed to binge drink
anyway.
There's a lot
of peer pressure going on.
Yeah, there's some very negative side of the social life in college that you don't need.
And they're figuring out the reimbursements and all that on college right now.
Well, how you prorate stuff, because if you're in a dorm and you left, you know, March 10, how do you take all the days of that semester and you pay $12,000 for your food and room, you just have to figure out some sort of rebate. I did hear about the college seniors in winter sports are granted an extra year.
Yes, the NCAA athletes can have that extra year of eligibility.
If they choose to do that, they can do that. But then if you're a golfer on the Mike Small golf team and you have a chance to make a little money out there, you come back and do another year of school. Or maybe you feel this is perfect because I'll get another year older.
Right.
I'll get better.
And they let you play, but they haven't figured out the financial aspect.
Yeah, I don't know how that's all going to work.
Of course.
A lot of times, it depends on some of the spring sports. Some people have families that can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't. And so they'll figure all that out.
I was just seeing how coronavirus pandemic has upended the presidential campaign, and people are postponing these primary elections, too.
Yeah.
Six of the states have moved their primaries to June 2nd. And a lot of people are looking at, should we do mail-in the ballot.
Oh, boy, that's a mess. No, don't do that.
I mean...
I mailed 7 of them. Did you get them?
Right.
No, I we're not there yet. We got a long time between now and November 3.
8 months.
So we'll see. It'll be fascinating to watch how this unfolds. Andrew Cuomo is now getting the attention because the Democrats, I believe, are still looking. It's going to be Joe Biden if they follow the playbook. But there's issues. There's cognitive issues with Joe Biden. There just is. Admit it or don't admit it, Andrew Cuomo would be a better candidate than Joe Biden and better than Bernie Sanders. So he's garnered a lot of attention with his press conferences that are aired every day. You can watch the governor of New York on his pressers every day by himself sitting up there. And he has that New York, man. You'd get Donald Trump and Andrew Cuomo debating. That could take a while.
Mm-hmm.
They're New Yorkers, man. Keep going.
That would be tough.
Okay, we're giving out food restaurant certificates because we're trying to support our local restaurants. Jeff Facer, Area-Wide Technologies, Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Steve Hillard at HL Precision, Tony Johnson, some others have given us money. And so we buy $250 a day in local places that serve food that are still hanging in there with curbside. And I guess the news that we're going till the end of April was not received well. And how would it be if you're a local restaurant? You're wondering, you know, I got to furlough people. I got to let people go. I can't pay them. I think restaurants have a 9-day cash window. That's about how much money they can work ahead, 9 days.
I see.
It's just not generally speaking, you're just not tripping over stacks of money in the restaurant business and the bar business. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so today we go after Willow Pond's 19th hole. It's their wonderful little restaurant they have up there at the golf course at Willow Pond. And we're going to give out $550 gift cards. I know that it's a limited menu. We'll get into that in a moment. But I think you can get 60 wings. Who doesn't like chicken wings?
If you're in the Rantoul area, this could be for you.
I'll drive to Rantoul.
Exactly.
I can go there. This is essential driving to get food for my family.
This restaurant, El Toro, we featured yesterday, and they have their beer and margarita kits that they can also tiptoe out the door and put that curbside. I was just looking at El Toro and how they're doing their free delivery in
El
Toro.
Well, Colleen put together some others cracked in champagne.
Yeah.
Customers can donate $5 breakfast sandwich to the superheroes in your local hospitals.
Nice.
Jets Pizza, pick up or delivery available. You can request a contactless delivery, which mm-hmm. is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Industrial Donut in Savoy open for curbside, carry out, or even through Grubhub. El Toro, as you mentioned, doing their offering carry out delivery. Wheelhouse St. Joe, if you want to order fresh produce, meats, eggs, you don't want to go to the normal groceries mm-hmm. and you want to get farm fresh, Wheelhouse is doing that. Old Orchard, menu open for curbside or delivery. Their pizza tastes like Monocle's.
That's Wednesday through Sunday.
Rosati's is available for curbside or delivery. Hamilton Walker's, buy a gift card. Purchases now include an added 10% bonus.
Oh, nice.
So that's essentially, you'll be eating at Hamilton Walker's tax-free.
Hickory River is from 11 to 7. If you check out their menu online, hickoryriver.com.
And Dish Passionate Cuisine, Colleen, does a wonderful job. You can do a boxed lunch menu. Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign offering curbside. Farron's voted number one for area burgers. They've got yummy options. Blue Dragonfly Catering, you can order meals for four meals for only $25.
Nice. It's
Blue Dragonfly and Papa Del's, as we talked to Andrea last week.
Uh-huh.
They've got menus for takeout and delivery. So, again, we're about, and of course, Mia Zaz, Bruce Hink down in downtown Champaign on Green Street. Zaz make the individual pizzas. He put together a whole family meal in a bag that you take home. It takes you 8 minutes to put it all together. It's fresh pasta. It's all the sauces. It's anything you want. You can do pizza, pasta. He put this incredible meal together and gave it to Carl Arrow Ambulance, gave 50 of those to the families that are working on the front line. I thought that was incredible.
Wow.
Zaz on Green Street, and he's been around doing a lot of great work in Champaign-Urbana in the restaurant business for probably 40 years. I like Bruce. He does a great job. We're going to be talking more about Mia Zaz and what they've done for Champaign-Urbana during mm-hmm. this time as well. All right, we've got more coming up. Lots to talk about here this morning. Apparently, drones are flying in L.A. to keep watch on people. Accordingly, Washington, D.C.'s mayor says, if you go out, I'll put you in jail 90 days. That's kind of counterintuitive, seeing that we're letting prisoners out because it's dangerous in jails with corona. I don't get that.
Okay.
So that's how panicky they're getting in our nation's capital. You can go to jail for 90 days or $5,000 fine if you are outside. Things are heating up in some of the major metropolitan areas. Got to be careful. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got some clouds today with a high 44 expected, Stevie, down to around 32 this evening. As we bring in April tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high 52, low 37. Clouds on Thursday, high 60, low 45. 65 the high on Friday, and maybe some showers on Saturday. Right now, the temperature is at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, going through some of our Facebook messages. We'll do that here in just a few moments. We're on Facebook Live this morning. You can text and reach out to 359-2255. Love to hear from you this morning. Also on YouTube channel, the Stevie J Show. Like to have you tuned in any format you can or on ESPN 93.5. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart is taking additional steps to make its stores safe. It will start taking the temperatures of its associates as they report to work in stores, Sam's Clubs, and facilities. They'll also be asked basic health screening questions. All locations are about to receive infrared thermometers. Anyone with a temperature of 100 degrees or higher will be sent home and will not return to work until they're fever-free for at least 3 days. Regis Corporation, the parent company of Supercuts, is closing all its company-owned stores for at least 2 weeks. It also owns Cost Cutters and Smart Style. Regis is furloughing a substantial majority of its workforce, approximately 485 employees in its corporate office, field support, and distribution centers. It's paying a portion of benefits during the period. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Century ago, the world experienced its deadliest pandemic. In the decades since, other influenzas have swept the world, but none have been quite like this.
The coronavirus, now a global pandemic.
This is like no other.
Go inside the lives of people living in quarantine and learn how you can stay safe from the virus. Fox Nation brings you 3 new specials diving into the world of pandemics. Don't miss 5 Flus,
Security,
Pandemics and Epidemics 101, and Quarantined. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
Food insecurity, climate change, and creating healthy families. These are just some of the critical challenges that the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois is working to address with innovative hands-on solutions. By supporting the College of ACES, you can help transform lives within your community, the state, and around the globe. The College of ACES is more than meets the eye. Get involved today at aces.illinois.edu or call them at 217-333-9300.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. And please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosati.com/urbana.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces. First stop.
Trying to give out food to people that perhaps right now need it more than usual, or maybe you're just really stressed and you would like some food from us, and we're happy to provide that every day. So we have 5 $50 gift cards we would like to offer today from the restaurant at Willow Pond in Rantoul, 5 50s. They've got a limited menu, but it's good darn food. You get curbside. You have to call ahead. If you or you maybe you know somebody that's particularly struggling, let us know at 359-2255 and we'll reach out. Or if you yourself say, hey, man, it's just too much, I could use a night of free food, we'll do that for you. Just let us know. 359-2255 from Willow Pond, 19th hole. They got delightful food in there. And I got my eye on the 60 wings I could get for $50.
Okay, take care of the whole office.
Yo, I can't.
In each corner of our office.
What do you mean, take care of the whole office?
Oh,
really?
Okay.
You can't eat that many?
I mean, that's
I can eat. Well, it depends on what they are. I can eat. I can generally do 10 or 15.
Uh-huh.
Depends. If they got bones, then not, you know, obviously a lot of those. Because you can always, you know, not quite clean them all. Kind of thing?
Right.
If they're boneless, then yeah, that's a lot of food.
Well, and I know Kevin Appleby was on with us describing what's happening with the golf courses. It's been on. It's been off. I mean...
Well, because I think some people weren't doing it what they were supposed to be doing. You're supposed to have one person per cart. And I think particularly, sorry, in Chicago, I think they were busted through with the rules.
Okay.
So J.B. Pritzker changed his mind on golf courses like three times.
I see. Well, yeah. Kevin had said no carts. You're walking around, but you're staying 6 feet apart, and that's the beauty of golf.
No, that you
We've
can.
Had some great days.
They don't want people grabbing the flag, so you putt with the flag in because you'll touch it.
Okay.
So stuff like that.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I got to thinking about what the president... By the way, text in anything at all, 359-2255. Oh, I wanted to check the Facebook stuff, see who's out there.
Uh-huh.
We still have our viewer. Greetings from Franklin, Tennessee. There we go. We have our viewer from, Grandview, Texas. Down by Galveston, okay. Unity Class of 73.
Okay.
LOL. Peggy says, good morning. Glad to see you're still healthy. Kurt, hey, thanks for... being there, James, hello, Stevie J, Indiana from Arshall, thank you, Karen's in Philo, thank you, Arshall, it was General Schwarzkopf, she was all over that, we're on Facebook Live, just checking, Tony's watching, Steve's watching, my buddy Steve McDonald, one of the great Homerites of all time.
Alrighty.
Where are you, Steve? I forgot. Kansas, Wichita, somewhere. Susan, always a pleasure. My cousin, Jay Pierce, love Jay. James Aaron, he's our buddy, the artist, amazing guy, talented. Anyway, thank you all. We are there. If you would like to watch us on Facebook Live, we are there, and we will be there every single day now as we get through this coronavirus. In Champaign County, we're up to 24 patients now. Have been diagnosed with coronavirus. And if you think about it, and when the U of I shut so quickly, and we were going, really? We're shutting that? Good move, right? We, international community. I don't know where all our Asian friends, did they go home? Because there's still a couple people walking around campus. Mm-hmm. I drove down there. There's not very many. Mm-hmm. It's a little like crickets, but that's kind of what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as a community of what, 35 to 45,000 people from 100 plus countries, we could have been a place where it would have been, yeah. So they got in front of it and good work. A darn good job, because I would think all university towns would be very susceptible to that.
Agreed.
But I think most shut it down. The urban areas are just that. I mean, you're just, everybody's so close. And you're finding this incredible outbreak in New York City and Los Angeles, and Chicago is picking up. New Orleans, because of Mardi Gras, unfortunate timing that you had the biggest party in the world with 2 million visitors, like right on the cusp of everything.
Yeah.
And that was bad because people from all over the world came, and you're about, you know, no space between each other.
Right.
I mean, hugging each other.
I know that.
Yeah.
And the public transportation issues you find in these urban areas also.
All right, but again, if you want free food from Willow Pond, you just text in 359-2255. We're handing out $50 bills for Willow Pond. Stand by. Okay, they are droning in L.A., apparently. We're going to talk to retired police chief, executive director of New York State Police Chiefs Benevolent Association. Bob Pavone's going to jump on. California police to use Chinese-made patrol drones with night vision cameras during coronavirus lockdown. This is getting very sci-fi, is it not?
Right.
It is getting a little creepy on some of this stuff, but I'm telling you, to keep people separated, we're going to different measures. News is next, 729.
When you partner with Busey, you help build a better future for our community. Busey reinvests in our neighborhoods, helps students achieve their dreams, supports local businesses, and makes the dream of homeownership possible. For your personal, business, mortgage, and wealth management needs, partner with Busey to ensure your dreams become a reality. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
John 3:16 states, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." If your life has no direction or purpose, if you serve no one but yourself, and if you want to change the direction and outcome of your life, visit a local church this Sunday. Most churches have free Bibles. Ask for one. Start reading and learning about Jesus, his life, and how he wants you to live your life. Make an eternal decision today to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floor.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Services. I'd like to take a moment to thank the community for all the work that you have us do on your remodel, commercial, and residential properties. We would also like to inform you of all of the services that we provide. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, we truly want to make your home our top priority. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com. We are building better together.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says the number of persons diagnosed with COVID-19 in Illinois continues to rise. They are announcing three new cases, a male in his 80s, a male in his 40s, and a female in her 30s. As of today, there are 24 confirmed cases in Champaign County. A Homer man accused of killing his living girlfriend and that woman's daughter early Sunday has been charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder. Bond for 28-year-old Jonathan Perry was set at $2.5 million. He has been charged in the deaths of 24-year-old Blair Coyne and 54-year-old Kimberly Coyne. Perry was reportedly dating Kimberly Coyne. It happened just northwest of St. Joseph early Sunday. Perry is due back in court on April 16th for a probable cause hearing. Deputies found the two guns believed to have been used to kill the women. If convicted of both murders, he faces a mandatory sentence of natural life in prison. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got some clouds today, Stevie. A little cooler for us. Today's high is at... Sorry, my computer's just like a hair behind. 44.
Okay.
Yeah, 32 are low tonight.
Yep.
52 the high tomorrow, down to 37, partly cloudy. 65 on Friday, 60 on Thursday, so things get better and better as the week progresses. Right now we're at 37 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I see Derek's on Facebook Live. I see John has jumped on Facebook Live. We got Dave, thank you for watching. Joyce, thank you. Facebook Live all over the world. Kevin Appleby, worldly guy. He's the owner of Flooring Services in Willow Pond. I can't shake the 60 wings for my $50. It's just really been in my head. So
hey, you've been wanting some.
I know, and they're pretty good wings up there at 19th hole, isn't it?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yes, they are.
Okay. So we're giving out $5 $50 bills to people that I'm kind of trying to get people that are in particular anxious mode. There's many of us anxious. I mean, maybe 99%, maybe 100%.
Yeah, I think that.
So
right.
Giving people food, how will this work? I'll drive to Willow Pond, right on the former Chanute Air Force Base for us townies. How do I do it? Do I just call you?
Yeah, if you're not familiar with the menu, just call 893-9000. Tim or Tom will be there. They'll take your order and tell you when it'll be ready, and then you can come to the door and we'll bring it out to you.
Okay. 893-9000, is that what you said?
Yeah, 893-9000.
Okay, and Willow Pond Golf, it was shut again. J.B. Pritzker has changed his mind, I think, three times or four times?
Yeah, we were off, then we were on, now we're off again.
Okay.
So, the course is actually shut down, so we can't be having any golfers out there.
But I can get food, so there's that.
Yep. There
all right.
You go.
Well, I appreciate you, buddy, as always. You're a great community leader. We appreciate Kevin Appleby, as always.
All right. Thank you, Stevie. Have a good day.
You too, Kevin Appleby. Willow Pond is what we're giving away. That's our restaurant of the day, the 19th hole at Willow Pond. $50 there. 893-9000. You can drive there and pick it up. Feed the family tonight. Just text us if you're interested in one of these $50 to Willow Pond, 359-2255. Well, a California Police Department planning on using drones equipped with cameras and loudspeakers to monitor a coronavirus shutdown. Bob Pavone, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you for your service to me, to America, to bravery, to you. We appreciate all your services. Long list here of law enforcement, and we love law enforcement here at this radio operation. So what's your take? Are we getting a little sci-fi, or is this just part of the deal?
Little RoboCop coming. I think it's a great thing. It's helping police departments alleviate the resource shortage that they're currently facing.
Okay. So this will just essentially say... bogey on 5th and 7th Street and go find them, or what are we doing with that?
Well, my understanding is the drones are going to be used to monitor groups of people assembling and other normal things that would take place in the community, you know, similar to traffic cameras and ring doorbells and things of that nature, except that these are supposed to be equipped with infrared for night sight and additionally, the ability to broadcast and make announcements.
As a retired police chief, at that point when you retired and they had cake and all that stuff, did you believe you had seen it all, Bob?
It was a very different profession when I was before I retired. But I've got two sons that are current police officers, and one of them actually is a commander in the area of communications such as this. And he keeps me pretty well advised.
Well, I'm telling you, in 2016, it was getting so stupid. We had a law enforcement appreciation banquet here, and we got Coach Mike Ditka and Sheriff Clark from Milwaukee to come in and just say thank you to the brave people. And ever since, we try and feature law enforcement people every month to thank them for their bravery. Because, Bob, if we don't have the 911 call and you don't come, I got anarchy, man. That's what I got. You're my line, man.
Yeah, well, you can't call a thief when you need police.
That's right. Well, listen, we appreciate your service. We hope everything is, I mean, I know the mayor of Washington's calling for 90 days in jail if they find you outside. Yikes.
Well, you know what? That's not too extreme considering what a person may go through if they catch this virus and they're in the risk class.
Well, tell your boys to stay safe and you keep your feet on the coffee table, Bob.
I got it. Appreciate it. You stay safe, too.
Thank you. Bob Pavone is a former police chief. Two sons in it. I'd be nervous if my kids were in law enforcement. That's a very important, dangerous
calling.
Work. Yeah, it is. Megan's watching. Jeff is watching. Jane is watching. Patty and Corey have joined us on Facebook Live. And we haven't gotten, we've got the Texas, we got Indiana. I don't think we have. We had West Virginia and Philadelphia, Florida all coming in yesterday.
Okay.
Facebook Live. Pretty amazing stuff, actually.
Yeah, it is.
It's not super exciting. I don't have a... forgot to ask Scott how to switch the cameras, but it was Control 2 before, so I can't get Diane on the picture
yet. It's totally fine.
Yeah. I was at CMI yesterday briefly. They sell janitorial supplies, can help you. You have to call ahead, but they can bring things to the door if they have it. Uh-huh. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy Park, she's got all the things people want right now, and it's hard to keep it in stock, as you can imagine.
Yes.
The e-sprayer that I used to talk about.
Everybody's wanting to sanitize.
Yeah, well, good luck getting that right now. It's kind of like a rare baseball card. It's just all on back order. But she does have some amazing things to offer that can keep your place clean. She still has in stock. Call 359-6262, CMIClean.com online, CMIClean.com online. If you want to get hold of the local janitorial supply company you should be working with.
Late in the show yesterday, Charles from Fisher texted in, my wife is a teacher and she's been home with the kids and now I have projects out the wazoo. Yeah. My honey-do list has grown into a book. New flooring coming next week. Ha ha. So that's been a thing. People have been home. They're looking at new things and the new aspects of their home.
Yep.
You know, kind of inspecting, digging in, deciding what projects. But for us, there's just so much. We don't even know where to start, and we'd rather just kind of take a
nap. That's why I suggested you work on one corner of your desk. And then when that's all clean, you wipe it down and make it pretty.
Okay.
And then you walk out. And then you come back and see, I'm going to go to the middle part of my desk now.
Okay.
And then you'll get kind of the bug. Once you see the accomplishments, it's one thing to lay around, which is what a lot of people are choosing to do, uh-huh. and whatever you want to do.
And 33% say they're binging TV shows and things like that.
And that's fine.
But 17% saying these projects. And I can't seem to get motivated to get it off the ground. But you're saying just little chunks at a time.
I think you'd bite this elephant one big old bite at a time, and then you can't swallow a big project at once. You just do one wall.
Right.
And then when that wall is done, you'll feel so good about it because it feels 1,000% better to know you did something today.
I guess I just see all the overachievers on Facebook. They're posting, oh, look, we redid our bathroom last week.
And then there are the people that are bitter about those good stories.
Uh-huh. So in any case, just keep at it a little bit at a time. And that's the same for the homeschooling from what I'm hearing from my circle of friends. They're expecting the elementary school kids to at least do some online lessons for an hour a day, and then the middle school is 2 to 3 hours a day. High school is expected to do 3 to 4 hours of learning each day in order to keep up. And I'm like, what? Oh, wait, where do we start? And, you know, kind of in a panic right now of, are we behind? Are they taking grades? What are we doing here? I'm just not caught out to be this homeschool teacher type.
Well, you are what you say you are, Diane. You can do whatever you want to do, but it's kind of up to you.
Okay.
It's just kind of up to you. Sometimes things can be overwhelming. Sometimes you got to just get her done.
Okay.
You remember in college all the assignments you had to do you didn't want to do? You did those, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
I didn't know. Are the kids supposed to be doing schoolwork right now?
I think so.
Well, doesn't Unity have a program
of some
kind?
Well, we've got the Google Classroom stuff that was sent earlier yesterday, I suppose, from various educators for my son, Aiden, and daughter, Anna. And Anna's at Parkland, so she's getting her lesson plans from her Parkland nursing
teacher. And I'm sure Anna's got work to do to finish her.
Yeah, and she's studying all these medical terms and things like that.
But I mean, high school work she hasn't completed. I mean, nobody's completed high school. There's two, three months ago.
Right.
So I would think that there is. I would guess educators would say you have to have some structure. You have to have a plan. 9 to 11 is our work time. We take a break for 2 hours, then we're going to work 1 to 3.
Right.
And do something. But I think you have to start with a basic structure of what the deal is going to look like. And this is what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can't really object. You can, but it's not going to do any good. So here's our deal. 1 to 3, 9 to 11, 1 to 3. Janet homeschooled. So she is the most organized woman in the world. And the triplets went through middle school at home most of the time.
Okay.
And some went back in eighth grade and stuff. It was just too much chaos to deal with middle school.
Well, there's so many online resources for people to tap into. If you are feeling like you're a step behind, all you need to do is Google and you can find some things.
You can also call your neighbors. They're all doing it. You can find a way to do it. But there's no question you can do that. It's a wonderful life. You can do whatever you want.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it feels better to accomplish little itty-bitty things, even if it's not a big, big deal, to do something. It feels fantastic. And it's an opportunity, really, to do more board games with the kids,
yes.
to have more FaceTime with the kids. And if you're not used to it, you're really tired at night, but it's really lovely because it's kind of what it's about. A connection with your children cannot, I mean, there is no better way to be consumed in your life than with the chaos of children. There's no better way. It is the peak of your life, in my opinion. It's the chaos is what you're there for, to guide them, to help them, to be excited with them, to live with them, to figure it out together. That's the best part of life. It's all about love and connection and life and being totally engaged. If we all had a priority of not about me, never about me, it's about them. If you can have that priority in your life, it's just better when you're outside yourself. When you're inside yourself, then you can drum up all kinds of problems. When you're outside yourself, you live a happier life. That's just the tip.
Well, and there's so many people that are dealing with some stress in the home, and it's the polar opposite of that that had some prayer power from me this morning, is that feeling of how many people are totally frustrated and taking it out on their kids right now because they have their kids around and they're just not used to that, and they don't have the resources because that they feel like they can.
Because it's about me. I got to have my space. I got to have my time. Well, shut up.
Yeah.
Get over yourself. It's so selfish. It's not about you anymore. It's about them. When they're all good and you did a great job, go see a movie. Get over yourself. I'm sorry. That's a little harsh. But I mean, there's so many people that shouldn't be parents.
I know.
They have no idea. It's just that all they're worried about is more drugs. All they're worried about is getting some beer. Guys, live with your kids. Figure it out. It's the best. It's the most frustratingly, unbelievably wonderful experience of your life. Get into your children. It's the best. It's awesome. It's so much. It's a gift. Okay, you got me going today.
Uh-huh.
Corey, thank you. Betsy says, I clean something every day, and it does help.
Okay.
She says, being a stay-at-home mom, I'm used to being in the house all day because it is my job. It can be difficult to get used to, but make the best of every situation and be thankful. Marty is watching. She says, I totally agree with what you said. Patty, I said, is watching. And we had somebody listening from Springfield, Missouri. Thank you. Greg has jumped on, and so has Steve. Thank you for watching on Facebook Live. But I am just, it is so easy to get into yourself and get into what you need for. And everybody needs time. I'm not saying you don't. But your life should not be, when you have children, it should not be all about you anymore. It has to be about them, and then you'd get you second or third or fourth. But it's got to be more focused on the children. That's our philosophy. We are all about our kids, we've found it to be the best way to be consumed with everything. Not meetings, not accomplishments. You try and do successful things and all of that. Don't stop that because you want to set a good example of working hard. But, man, you've got to make them your priority. If everybody made their kids their priority, the world would be pretty good shape. We would just be so much better than some people that just aren't into kids and they had kids. And you're going, well, why do you have kids?
Right.
747, we're going to call Dr. Todd here in a second.
I see there's been a boom and bust for the liquor industry. Sales are up 20% since the coronavirus.
And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a little wine late at night when the kids are in bed. Go for it, whatever you want to do. But just, again, careful with all that.
Okay.
747-359-2255. You want to text in? Diane's going to get her office all settled up this week. That's okay. Good news. Kids are going to get some going in school.
I'm typically asking for help, and you can't do that right now because you need to stay 6 feet apart.
You just need to go in there. And I told you I'll clean your office for you. I got gloves on. I'll do it for you.
Exactly.
You won't have any idea what I did.
Oh, shoot.
Just let me go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get in there for you. We'll clean her up.
We're almost to that point.
We'll get her done. 748, Dr. Todd Likens, you got a pet question right now. Maybe you got a new puppy. Text those in or send them on Facebook Live, 359-2255. It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We're right back after this.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job. Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
All right, it is 7:50 in Champaign-Urbana on this last day of March 2020. If we begin our fourth month tomorrow, it's going to be kind of a quiet month because of the shutdown and coronavirus. It's all corona all the time pretty much in our life these days as we have to be careful. Dr. Todd Likens, veterinarian, adoptions up. I mean, adoptions are sky high, Todd. Too bad you don't have 25 puppies ready to go because they'd all be adopted in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. I am having fun. I got my first dog with morning sickness, though. It's pretty hysterical. I've been talking with my repro doctor. I've been looking for a mouth problem because she's drooling a lot. She says that some dogs will get morning sickness.
Really? Wow.
New experience for me.
I did not know that dogs could do that. Okay, so what are you seeing on the adoption side again?
Well, really, as people get their new babies, we're here to help you get them integrated into your family. So, I mean, there's a lot of experts out there, but we're here to help you too. If you got issues, you know, they'll come in and over the course of the first 2 weeks, the rhythms will start to happen. So you want to work real hard and getting that rhythm going. I'm going to tell you right now, busy dogs are happy dogs. So there's a lot of tricks you can train your dog and learn tricks on YouTube and teach your dog. So go ahead and have some fun. Teach these dogs tricks.
I wonder if people ever get tired of jumping up and down with excitement when they go potty outside. But Gracie got a dog. She got a puppy in Ohio. She got a little Morkie. Looks just like Lovey.
Oh, love it.
And so she's, you know, going outside and, hey, good puppy. You know, all of those things in there looking back. It's just so cute. She weighs 2 pounds, Todd. 2 pounds.
Oh, I know.
Now, she wants to bring her into you at maybe the 12-week mark if she can get back here. So,
hey, we'll be here.
Okay.
We'll be here. That's the nice thing.
Are you working Saturday before Easter? That's only a week from Saturday, right?
Yeah, I am. I mean, here's the deal. I mean, you just don't know when something's going to happen where mm-hmm. people need me. And I am a workaholic. I it's just who I am. And so I'll be here doing something. So,
people, how do they get with you now? They just call ahead and set up an appointment, or how's
it? Yeah, what we do is the people call when they get in the parking lot, yeah. And then very few people enter. Some are coming in for certain situations, but for the most part, we'll come out and get your pet.
Wow.
And then I can do an exam over the phone with you while I'm looking at them, talk to you. There's all sorts of ways we can do this with no contact.
Mm.
So
the
other thing I want to work into this while we got a short time is I read the other day that dog food the sales are up 50% this year.
Wow.
People stocked up on that too, which is creating some supply chain problems.
Mm.
I've noticed my dog food went up $20 a bag.
Whoa.
And has not been available for 2 weeks.
Whoa.
So this is going to create some situations for people where you may need to switch their food. And you got to plan ahead. So if you want to do a proper switch without getting tons of diarrhea and vomiting, you want to start integrating a new food in, maybe a quarter of the new ration, three-quarters of the old food for a week, then go half and half for a week, And then if you're not having problems, then you can switch all over to your new food.
So you don't just switch a bag of dog food on a dog, otherwise you
not unless you want to come see me and let me treat some diarrhea and you get the carpet cleaners out.
Well, I've been doing the science diet, you know, where that's kind of helped you with weight control. As you know, we have issues with that because you make me feed them too much table scraps.
I do.
Yeah. So, but if I go off science diet, what's a comparable brand? Is there one?
Well, I mean, some of it's going to depend on what's available. But, I put the IMES and the Science Diet in the same class. It's just going to be that. My guys are on the Blue Buffalo Life Protection Large Breed Formula.
Okay.
So if somebody, I know some place has been out for a long time. If somebody needs some, I laid in a supply because, I'm allowed to retail. So I do have some of that if somebody is on that particular
food. Again, they'll call. You'll bring it out to them.
We'll bring it out.
Credit card over the phone. Yeah, you can do
that. It's a new way. I really wish I had put the drive-through in like I planned to. I got it.
Yeah, you do have a bank drive-through, don't you?
I was going to switch that window to a door or something. So I may still end up doing that if this is the new way of the new world.
Chris and Loda was asking about grooming. Is that allowed right now?
It is not allowed as a per se thing, but we are doing some because my groomers, Walter and Jim, are my techs. I need them here. So we're figuring if they're here, we might as well do a little bit too.
So again, call ahead, set it up.
Yep.
You can figure
yep.
things out. But you guys are being ultra careful, which you should be, and you're still there. Oh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, one last thing.
Yep.
I sent you that article today. I don't know if you had a chance to read it, but important step people may forget. Wash your hands a lot, but don't forget to moisturize. Dry, cracked hands are not a good barrier. Keep those hands moisturized so your skin is intact.
Well, and I have gloves I'm wearing mostly because my hands get really cracked if I wash them a ton. I'm finding I can wash these gloves with soap and water, too, and that should get germs off of them as well, I think.
Well, I would want something that's virucidal to clean those in because, they live longer on plastic.
Like Clorox disinfectant wipes?
Yeah, I would hit it pretty hard. I mean, you got to be careful with plastics because it lives longer on those surfaces. So gloves are good for making it maybe not touch your face, but, in the medical profession, we use them, throw them away.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So when you're out there touching doors and everything, people come home, you should change your clothes. It can, it's minor stuff, but I go home, all the clothes come off, into the wash.
Wow.
No shoes in the house.
Either. Yeah. Okay. Good thinking. Dr. Todd Likens. Then the dogs are good for all this coronavirus, right?
Yeah. Mine are getting fat and sassy, sitting here.
But they don't catch this. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
There's been one reported dog, one reported cat, and nobody's made any connections to a problem yet.
You're the man. How do people get hold of you?
Hey, 355-PETS. You can petprovet at Gmail or text me, 217-202-1100.
You're the man. Thanks so much.
All right. See you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro. Madison Kirby in Champaign, also next to the police station in Mahomet. Okay, ESPN 93.5, thank you to everybody watching on the YouTube channel or Facebook Live. I kind of like the Facebook Live because I can read the responses right away.
And the comments.
Yeah. So we have, scroll down. Douglas is on. Greg is on. Terry, nice to have you watching. Paul Nornberg. Paul Nornberg used to call me in the 1980s.
He's quite a bowler.
Well, he is. Terry, appreciate you watching. Thank you, Mary. All on Facebook Live. We're going to break for the news. We'll be back 8 o'clock hour. We got a motivational speaker. We need one.
Yeah.
And then we're going to call London. Come talk to our buddy Simon Owen.
Excellent.
He's holed up somewhere in Great Britain.
All righty.
Find out about what he's up to. Markets look like they're going to open a little bit lower. We'll keep our eyes on that. ESPN 93.5, 757.
Caution. A virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart. Ah!
It's cold.
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Whether you're looking for your first home or dream home, Busey can help make it a reality. We'll provide the answers and support you need to make your dream of home ownership come true. With a variety of loan programs, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's best for you. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Just a heads up, we've made some changes to our Stever program. You're entering into a drawing, no longer an instant win. We were inundated to the point where we needed to open the portal for an hour. And again, that hour gives you time to get to the office, get home, not have to try it while you're driving in a hurry. If you win, you'll get an email from us telling us you've won. If you don't win, your chances to win next time increase. Keep trying. Go to GoStever.com if you've not registered. It just takes a few minutes at GoStever.com.